Good afternoon, campers. How are we doing today? I'm calling you campers for a reason. You'll see in a minute why I'm doing that. We have had quite a summer, and for some of us, the summer is rapidly slipping away. One of the highlights of our summer this year was my son James celebrated his 40th birthday. And he lives in Mason, his wife Erin. They put on a big party at the house. And there was Oberon on tap, and friends from their parish, friends from the neighborhood, friends from his high school that brought all their little kids. And everywhere you looked, there was celebration and fun and just excitement. And the weather was beautiful. It was one of those beautiful July evenings. The breeze was blowing, and we had a bonfire started in the back as it started to get a little dark. And I sat down next to my son, and I looked at him, and I said, 40 years. Wow. And I swelled up with emotion, and he said, you know, Dad, it won't be long. I'll turn around, and I'll be at Jack's 40th birthday party, my 9-year-old grandson. He said, I'll be there at his 40th birthday. And I thought to myself, well, maybe you will, but buddy, I'm playing the back nine, and I'm hoping to be in the clubhouse then, for sure. And but I was just overwhelmed with the sense of life, the transience of life moving, and the sense of being temporary. We're all temporary. In our second reading today, Abraham, called by God to fulfill, to receive the promised land, to be a father of many nations, to be a blessing to the earth, went as God called him. Sojourning in the promised land with Isaac and Jacob, his descendants, in living in tents. A tent is just a temporary structure for us to live with. And this idea of living in tents reflects the temporal nature of our existence in this earth. Because it says that Abraham was really seeking this city with foundations whose architect and builder, maker, was God. The eternity which would be the new Jerusalem that descends from heaven, the eternity that we will spend with God. And then I started thinking about Moses, and Moses, as they left Egypt, they were directed to the promised land. You know, this promised land, they were to get back there, and all the time they worshiped in a tent, in a tabernacle. And it just made sense that this was a temporary place. This was a passing phase. And they arrive in the promised land, and of course later on they finally build a temple, which is a symbol of a permanence, of course. But then as I thought more and more about this idea of our temporary existence, I thought of Jesus. In the first chapter of John's Gospel, the prologue, there's a line in there, one of the greatest lines in that passage. It says, and the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. Father Brian was sharing one time that when he was in seminary, they had a sabbatical. They went to the Holy Land, and he went to that very place that's marked. And it reads a little different there, as he said, and this is where the Word became flesh. What a moving experience. But the word for dwelt, the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, is a very interesting word. In the Greek, it means pitched his tent. He tabernacled among us. Even the Son of God from eternity, the second person of the Blessed Trinity, had a mission in assuming his humanity, coming to this earth, accepting humanity, the suffering, the passion, the cross, his death, redeeming us from our sins, and uniting humanity and divinity, giving us the ability to be partakers of the divine nature by assuming our humanity. Even that was a temporary mission. And St. Paul, interestingly enough, throughout the New Testament, he refers to our bodies, our physical bodies, as tents, when this tent gives way. So, who are we? We're exiles. We're aliens living in this land that we are in. And what are we to do with this if this is a passing phase? Where are we going? Well, to that city, hopefully. That city, that eternal city with the foundations that God has laid for us. In this exile, in this time we're here, what are we to do? First of all, we're to place our hearts in that kingdom. We are to be rooted. Jesus said in the gospel, it is the Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. Sell everything. Give yourselves to it. The heart of anticipation of the kingdom of God. The next thing is very significant because in the Babylonian captivity, Israel was taken, Judah was taken captive in Babylon, and they wondered what they were supposed to do while they were there. It was a 70-year period. Jeremiah the prophet wrote a letter to the exiles in Babylon, and here's what he said. He said, build houses, plant gardens, have children, give them in marriage, sons and daughters, and pray for the welfare, for the good of the city in which you live, because therein lies your good. So our commission is to build the city of God right where we are, rooted in our hearts, in our actions, in our lives, building the city of God. And when we do that, guess what? We will be ready.